The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and Queen's Medical Centre hospitals. Two games for you today on the podcast. Forest visit to Everton very shortly, but first, Notts County entertain Colchester United at Meadow Lane. And your commentators on this one, Jamie Martin and Richard Smith.
Here at Meadow Lane, Notts County taking on Colchester United in the final home game of the season in League Two. Our referee, Darren Drysdale, gets us underway. Robertson with an early touch of the ball, finds Macari. Good turn there by Aaron Newman, but then he gives the ball away on halfway. And now Colchester coming forward, a long kick. Oh, it's come back off the crossbar with Luke Ashby-Hammond. Just getting something to it. There was a shot from distance. I think it was McGeehan that took a shot from, well, just inside the Notts County half. And Luke Ashby-Hammond was very calm and collected, and he ended up fingertipping it onto the top of the bar. But I think that was more by luck than judgment.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was going in for a moment. Yeah, Walsall just about slipping into the promotion end now. Seventh place with 68 points.
Oh, lovely ball through from Robertson. He finds Macaulay Langstaff. What a great challenge that is from Elise Adolo. And just when you thought Langstaff was going to pull the trigger, lovely ball through from Robertson. They've taken the corner quickly. Crowley, can he find a shot? Yes, he can, but it's straight at the keeper. But just for a moment there, you'd have put your mortgage on Macaulay Langstaff there, but it was a great challenge from Ian Dolo. Squares it for Aidan Baldwin, but not still have the ball. Macari, a ball inside the fullback, finds Aaron Newman, chips it up towards Jody Jones. Oh, he's headed off the line. It was a lovely volley that was arrowing in that top corner, and Connor Hall just lifted his head over the top of the bar, and I'm afraid there must have been an offside flag because the referee has given a free kick on the six-yard line. Notts over the halfway line again, attacking the top end in this first half with Captain Cameron. First time ball across, headed away by Connor Hall, only as far as Sam Austin. He finds Aaron Newman. Cross ball comes in towards the far post. It's cleared away off the line again from Connor Hall. That's twice he's had to do that. First time was just to be offside, but Notts on the attack once again. Down the left-hand side with Jody Jones. Comes back off of Chilvers. That'll be a throw into Notts County. 4 minutes of added time, so the referee blows for half-time. It's been one of those games, end of season or not, it's been one of those games that Colchester United have tried to spoil here at Meadow Lane, where at half-time, it's Notts County 0, Colchester United 0. Notts County will be attacking the Hayden Green family stand in this second half, and we're underway. Anyway, we'll move on. Notts County are trying to move on. Play a ball through towards Sam Austin. He's in the box of the Hayden Green family stand end. He stands it up. It'll come for Jim O'Brien, who forgets to knock the ball into the back of the net. And eventually it comes back to the keeper. And he fields the ball on his goal line. But just then, Notts had a terrific opportunity to make it 1-0. It's all gone a bit static, hasn't it, for a moment or two as he plays it through for Newman, back to Crowley. Can he find a cross? Yes, he can! And Macaulay Langstaff finds the back of the net for his 29th goal of the season. And I have to say, Jamie Martin, it's about time. It's Notts County 1, Colchester United 0.
Yeah, for a moment there, I thought they were going to have another bit of bad luck because he kind of hit it onto the crossbar, and he's hit it that hard that it's just come back and went into the back of the net in the end. So for a minute I thought it bounced off the crossbar and come out, and that we'd be saying Notts County are officially cursed and they won't score today. But Langstaff, he's got a goal at last, and I think that might just be the confidence that Notts County need now to score a couple of goals. And I think they're unfortunate that they're not 3 or 4 nil up already, to be honest.
So Jim O'Brien is going to be rested for the last 10 minutes or so. He's going to be replaced by David McGoldrick. He's waving to all parts. I wonder whether that indicates something or other.
Yeah, the stadium announcer's gone for a lot of emphasis under that. And he's waving to all areas of the ground and giving a big hug to the coaching team. I think that is his goodbye there. And I've got to be honest, I'm a little bit sad because he's been a real joy to watch whenever I've commentated on Notts.
Absolutely. He came down with Notts County in that season, and he was one of the brighter sparks. But Notts now move forward with Jody Jones to the edge of the 18-yard box. Good save that from the keeper. I have to say, and it had to be, because Jody Jones put some stuff behind that. McGoldrick finds Jody Jones, edge of the 18-yard box. Ball comes in. A chance here for McGoldrick. He almost bounced to Aaron Newman, who shot the ball across, back across the line. And there was nobody there in a black and white shirt to turn it in.
Five minutes
of added time at the end of this game in League Two. Notts County winning, courtesy of a Macaulay Langstaff effort on 53 minutes. Not the best goal of the season, but once the ball hits the back of the onion bag, they all count. Driven in towards the corner flag by Harbottle. And the referee blows for full time. It's the end of the first League Two season here at Meadow Lane. And Notts County, courtesy of that goal from Macaulay Langstaff on 53 minutes, have won the game. They've beaten a quite poor Colchester United outfit by a goal to nil here at Meadow Lane.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk. You're listening to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Weekly Sports Highlights podcast, where now it's time for a controversial visit for Nottingham Forest to Goodison Park to take on Everton. Your commentators, Jamie Martin and Harrison Main.
The referee blows the whistle and we're underway here at Goodison Park in a six-pointer in the relegation battle between Nottingham Forest and Everton. Hudson-Odoi back to Ashley Young, who looks inside the box. Dominic Calvert-Lewin there being held, but the ball falls out to Mikalenko there, who shoots, but it goes high up and under and it's landed in the city centre 2.5 miles away.
Yeah, it's a poor one from Mikalenko there. He's just completely scuffed it, hit it with the top of his laces, and it's just gone so far left that I don't even think he knew it would go there.
Young closed down by Hudson-Odoi, but plays a ball forward to the striker, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Back to Gomez, one touch football over the top to Decore. Matt Sells comes out quickly enough, gets his hands on the ball, decent save. 22 minutes gone, remains Everton 0, Forest 0.
Gay now, Decore runs into the box, Gay's on the edge of the 18-yard box. Idrissa Gay here now, he almost loses it to Murillo, but it's passed out wide by Gomes now. Ball into the penalty area, Calvert-Lewin's there, gets his head on it, and it's headed into Matt Sells, who's largely unchallenged. And a nice bit of work there by Everton, and the execution wasn't great by Calvert-Lewin, but nonetheless a shot on target. It's Everton 0, Forest 0. He's not getting a lot of it today. And he's their danger man for me, Decore, now as McNeil gets on the ball. Left footed cross into the box, it's in the penalty area. Aina heads it waist high, and Drisa Gay shoots and scores! On the edge of the box, Drisa Gay. It hasn't been the strongest start for him, but that's one way to open the scoring, from the edge of the 18-yard box into the bottom left of the goal. 29 minutes gone. It's Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 0. Aina, who puts it into the box for Wood. Rayner's running onto it. He heads it to Gibbs-White. Now Wood's on it and he just shoots and Pickford somehow keeps it out. And great defending from Everton to keep that out of the way. Wood shooting now as Aina, he puts the ball into the box and Pickford gets it back into his hands. Heroics from the England keeper there, who I think stopped what looked like a pretty much guaranteed equaliser.
How on earth has that not gone in? The ball's fell to Wood. It's a great save from Pickford, a reflex save as he's sliding across already. Wood takes a shot, it's blocked off the goal line. He recovers the ball and has a third go, blocked again. Unlucky for Forest, but remains Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 0.
It's over the bar, it's not a great corner, and that's the end of the first half here. Live from Goodison, Everton 1, Forest 0 is the score at the end of that first half.
So it's Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 0. Andre Gomez gets the second half underway. Over by the street end, ball comes in towards the back post. A couple of Forest players go down, headed into the box. Calvert-Lewin's there, misses the left-hand post by inches. It's a great chance for Everton to double their lead, but Calvert-Lewin just misses the target. Matt Sells was beaten, but it was the wrong side of the post. It remains Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 0. Chris Wood is a good header there from Tarkowski. It falls to Gibbs-White! And he's missed an open goal there. It's fell 5 or 6 yards to the right-hand post of Jordan Pickford's net. It's the first real chance of the game for Nottingham Forest, but it's gone amiss. It remains after 59 minutes. Everton 1, Nottingham Forest 0.
On the edge of the centre circle here, Dwight McNeil inside the Forest half now. Everton advancing. McNeil shoots and it's low and in. And it's another long shot goal for Everton. Dwight McNeil scores against that Forest once again. Forest fans sink their face into their palms. And it's another easy goal for Everton. Poor defending, poor goalkeeping. And a shot from outside the box is the reason that Forest concede. It's Everton 2, Forest 0. 75 and a half minutes gone. Goes down holding the left side of his knee and that's the end of the game here at Goodison. Mikalenko's rolling around on the floor, but I think Nuno probably wants to do the same. It's a poor end to the game and a poor game overall actually from Nottingham Forest, who lose 2-0. Everton 2, Forest 0 is the final score.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.